Hello everybody, in this Flash in Action Script 3 tutorial, I'm showing you the simplest and most efficient way to generate a solid random number. Let's press Control Enter, and I have mine set to be 1 through 10. Actually, let's press F12 to get it out to the browser. You can see it has a 1. Now we refresh in the browser. Every time we refresh, it'll give us a random number that's between 1 and 10. All with one line of code. Click New ActionScript 3 file, and I'm working in CS3, so whether you're working in CS3 or CS4, ActionScript 3 file, this will work for you. Okay, so first thing I'll do is grab a status text field and pop that on stage and type in Adam's random number generator. And I use one line of code. There we go. Now let's grab another one. Put it on stage, put some values in it. So this is static text, change it to dynamic text. Make it a little larger. This is where our random number is going to display. Multi-line, no, we want single line, not selectable. Give it an instance name of status underscore txt just to display the value that we derive from that one line of code, which is going to give us a random number. Okay, so let's get rid of that value. Let's make this center aligned. Beautiful. Okay, now let's pop in the code. Let's make a new layer. Create a new layer by pressing the Insert Layer button. Let's name that AS3. That's where we'll put the action script. Now, let's type in var random. It's going to be the variable name, the value that we derive. This is going to be a number variable, and it's going to be equal to, let's just make it equal to math.random just to show you how that works, and then we'll tweak it out to where it displays correctly. And you'll see what I mean. Math.random, there's the math.random function. Okay, so let's press Control Enter, and it's going to put a value into that text field. No, it's not, because we have to type in status underscore txt dot text is equal to, let's put an empty string value and then plus this variable name. Now let's press Control Enter. You'll see it gives you a number with a decimal. It's a floating number. It's not good. You want a solid number that's rounded. So what we'll do here, let's type in math right around that, math.floor, and then put that in between parentheses, the whole thing where you did math.random, you put that in between parentheses. So in between the parentheses for the math.floor function, we have the math.random function. Now let's press Control Enter. You see that? It gave us a random number. But that random number is still a very low floating point number, so we have to multiply by 10. So let's put the multiplication symbol. So if I want a 1 to 10 random number, I put a 10 here. Now let's go ahead and press Control Enter. And you'll see that you will get a 0 eventually. Let's see, let's keep pressing Control Enter. In your random number that comes up from 1 to 10, you're gonna get a 0 in there eventually, and that's not good because you want only from 1 to 10. Let's see if I can make a 0 occur here. Come on, give me a random 0. There should be a 0 in it. Here, I tell you what, if you really want to check, you can just use a for loop right here. pop the for loop right on top or surrounding where that variable is being rendered, and we're going to make it a 50 loop. It's going to happen 50 times. This loop is going to happen, it's going to iterate 50 times. So we're going to trace the output. I'm going to show you that there's zeros in there and we got to get rid of them. Here, for now, let's just... No, we can leave that like it is. Press Control Enter. You see all these numbers here? These are all the 50 occurrences that happened, gave us a random number in between 1 and 10. But you see that zero in there, right? That's not good. So if we do it again, we'll see that there are more zeros. Let's see. There's a couple of zeros down here. You see those? Now that's not cool. And if you really want it accurate, all you have to do to make sure there's no zeros and it'll be solidly 1 through 10 every time, you just put plus 1. And it will have an index now, press Control Enter, of 1. 1 through 10 every time. There will never be any zeros in there now. So now it's a more solid, accurate way to get any random number you want. And let's see, if you want it to be a random number between 1 and 1,000, you just put in 1,000 right there. See? It gives you random numbers between 1 and 1,000. So that's how it works. It's very easy to do, and just one line of code does it. Let me get rid of that for loop. We don't need it anymore. And there we go. So now I'm generating a random number in between 1 through 10. No problem. Let's press F12 to render the file out to the browser. And there it is. Now you can keep pressing refresh. You'll see it gives you a random number between 1 through 10 every time. Okay, so that's the simplest way to create a nice solid random number in Flash. And it's really just this one line. The second line is just showing us the value in this dynamic text field on stage. Okay, we'll see you next lesson.